Voucher 4, page 119. Listening. Listen to a grandfather talking to his grandson who is visiting England from the US. Then choose the correct answer.
Hey, Granddad, let's go into one of these bookmakers' shops.
Sorry, Nick, you can't go in there till you're 18.
Why not? What do they sell in there?
A bookmaker's is where you go to place bets on horses before a race. We call them bookies for short.
What? But they're on every street corner. You'd never see that in the US. Gambling's illegal there.
Well, it was illegal here too, but then they made it legal back in 1960. Within 6 months, there were 10,000 bookies.
Sounds like betting was really popular.
And it still is. Here in the UK, we love betting on horses. It's a multi-million pound industry.
This bookies shop looks like fun. Look at all those casino machines and huge TVs.
Well, it wasn't always like that. When I was young, the bookies were not very pleasant places. They weren't allowed to have seats or TV. And certainly nothing to eat or drink.
Why not?
Well, you see, the government made bookies legal. But that doesn't mean they wanted to encourage gambling. So the shops had to be as unattractive and uncomfortable as possible. They even had to paint their windows white so that no one could see inside. As a child, that only made me more curious.
I'm sure it did.
Anyway, more recent laws changed all that. And the shops are actually quite pleasant. But now there's another problem, the internet. If people can bet from home, who needs shops? So bookies are trying hard to attract customers. That's why they've turned into these bright, modern entertainment centres.
So are they still popular?
Absolutely. After all, it's also a place to socialise. But some people argue that it's not a good thing. The more you stay, the more you're likely to gamble, and it can become an addiction.
That's true, Granddad. I'm sure you don't bet on horses, do you?
Of course not. Well, once in a while.